All right, riddle me this, Kev. What's one of the first upgrades you should do to your vehicle? What is it? What do you go for?
Well, you might think power, but ultimately, from a smart and safe perspective, definitely the brakes.
Yeah, no doubt. Upgraded braking system can really transform a vehicle's performance and honestly give you better peace of mind behind the wheel in any situation. You know, from the track, the off-road trails, even the morning commute, every single vehicle deserves performance brakes at an affordable price.
And no matter what your vehicle or driving style, PowerStop has complete brake upgrade kits for you. So head to PowerStop.com, fill in your vehicle's information into their easy-to-use brake finder to be matched with complete kits and components that are low-dust, noise-free, and feature upgraded stopping power.
That's right. You could join the thousands of other drivers that have already transformed their vehicle into a stopping powerhouse today with PowerStop. PowerStop.com, brake upgrades made easy. It is Two Guys Garage Podcast. He is Kevin Bird. I am Willie B. It's presented by our friends at CarParts.com. Easy, simple way to get parts dropped right to your front door, garage door, shop door, back door, wherever you want them. And if you're smart enough to go online and check out their mobile experience, I'm telling you, it's the easiest way to do it. I'm not lying. I go easiest route, man.
Yeah, you don't have to be that smart. It's so intuitively simple, man. Make, model, year, and what do you want?
Yeah, most people understand the part they're ordering. At least they should.
That's right.
Well, check it out, carparts.com. All right, so, bro, I'm not sure if you've ever been to this facility.
Oh, yeah, I have been.
Everybody in motorsports knows the name Z-Max. So today, our guest, man, not only is the man behind the micro lubricant, which is incredible, but we get a little taste into how that entire facility and that compound came to be, which I'm really excited about. I was actually one of the first people ever to experience four-wide, like, rail cars there, like, ungodly, top fuel, like the baddest of the bad cars go four wide. I used to be on the show Pink's All Out, and we went four wide there back in the day for the first time, and it was something that entire region was, bro, it was wall to wall with people, thousands, 20, 30, 40,000 people there. It was something that you have never seen, witnessed, felt, or even heard before, bro. It made organs rumble for days.
I like to rumble my organs. You know, I don't know why. I think anybody that likes top fuel and funny car, I mean, I think they like to rumble their organs too.
Yeah, absolutely. And just seeing the facility and the man a little bit, you know, it's funny because I lived in Charlotte for a little while right after I went to college for a short while. I got hired in radio. You know, most of you know my regular 9 to 5 is I'm a radio show, morning show out in Denver. And it was so funny because I went to Charlotte and quickly found, you know, the love that I really have, you know, and have had my entire life, cars. It was a really big epicenter for cars. Just the street scene was unreal, the racing scene. Not only do you have, you know, Charlotte Motor Speedway, but rumors of this massive, you know, racing complex being built. The footprint that was Charlotte Motor Speedway was colossal. It was just unbelievable. And motorsports just, man, it permeated everything. It's the only city I've ever lived in, bro, where the car part, the automotive stores, were open 24 hours.
What?
And tell me, dude, I used to think that was, like, common, right? I get to a big city, and all your auto part stores are open 24 hours because everybody's wrenching on their hot rod, especially if you're street racing, you know, late in the wee hours of the night, you know, and everybody's, you know, making stripes at 1 o'clock in the morning. So it was nothing to run down to your local, you know, your auto parts store and get a nitrous tank filled at 2 a.m. Like, there's no shenanigans going on there.
Yeah, well, Charlotte's an amazing town. I mean, it's got Mooresville right on the outskirts. You know, it's NASCAR land, and it's really drawing in motorsports of all sorts, even the hot rod builders, you know, the Detroit Speed guys. You know, there's so much talent. There's so much history there, and that Z-Max facility is tops. I mean, it is awesome. You have to go and see some racing going on there.
Oh, you just got to go witness. And they have a lot of cool events there. If you're fortunate enough to land, you know, some evening or night or an event where they're running four wide, man, I don't care what the price of that ticket is. When you're sitting there and you're watching, you know, thousands upon thousands upon thousands of horsepower rip in front of you. You know, you're talking 40, 50,000 horsepower, right? All yeah. fighting for position and jockeying and who's, you know, got too much clutch in it, who's ripping the tires off, who's overpowered track and who's winning. Man, it is such an unbelievable event. Really recommend if you're in that part of the world. You should know they got two locations to do that. You can go either to Vegas or to the OG of four wide. That would be Z-Max. Man, and it is, I'm telling you, it is intense. And I feel like they live that same sort of attitude and that bravado, like, we're going to be the best. We're going to go out there and earn it and fight for it. And we're going to make people, like, just, like, stare in disbelief at what we've created. I feel like they approach the same thing with all their, you know, their micro lubricants. If you guys haven't seen, they really took that avenue and aggressively went after some issues, problems, and, you know, some things that we all fight, which is, you know, friction and carbon buildup and how to reduce emissions, just more efficiency.
Yeah.
It's the Two Guys Garage Podcast. He is Kevin Bird. I am Willie B, and we're back in just a minute.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
It is the Two Guys Garage Podcast. He is Kevin Bird. I am Willie B. It's presented by CarParts.com. I'm telling you, man, this is so simple, you guys. I feel like everybody has a phone. Every one of, I feel like the people that listen to this podcast definitely will need a car part here and there. So the easiest way to make that happen, supply and demand, CarParts.com. They got a great warranty. They'll drop it. They'll ship it. You can keep up to date where it's at, when it's going to land, all kinds of good stuff. And the price, you can't beat, man.
You can't beat, and I can't believe the selection. I don't think there's anything I haven't found yet, right? I mean, we're dealing with stuff that new cars, you're like, okay, yeah, new cars, repair, whatever. Body panels, headlights, taillights. You know, all the way to the old cars, right?
I found 70 motors for my 70 Roadrunner. The window motor for the passenger side, hard as hell to find. They had it. I got it within like 3 days.
Yeah, I mean, stuff for us hot rod guys, painless wiring systems. We just got a radiator for a 71 Duster. Like, it's amazing the selection of parts that they have. And like you said, the prices to go with them, mind blow.
Yeah, man. Find yours, carparts.com. And I'm stoked, man. For you guys in the racing world, in the car enthusiast world, the name Z-Max, just synonymous with performance. And the man behind that brand joins us now. Dan Chittick is his name. Dan, he's the VP General Manager of Z-Max. Welcome to the podcast. Thanks for your time, Dan. And I got to tell you, dude, you're overseeing a car guy's dream.
I appreciate that. Happy to be here. Thanks for having me. Yeah, it's I really am. You know, I'm from Detroit myself, and you know, getting to work with this brand is amazing.
Yeah, but I got to ask. You know, you're obviously a car guy.
Sure.
Have you had, I don't know, what are a couple of your favorite car stories? Hot rods, old builds, new builds. What do you got working right now? What tied you to the car world?
Yeah, man. You know, grew up in the Midwest, Cleveland, Detroit. Spent a good part of my life in Detroit.
And, you know,
exactly. There you go.
That'll do it.
You know, and, you know, I don't need to tell you guys. Everybody from Detroit has a car. You know, growing up, what do we have in our house? You know, my dad was a poor preacher, but still somehow found money to have old cars. And you know, we had a 65 Mustang for a while, 68 Camaro, and then you know, when I grew up, moved out. I was rolling around in a 66 Mustang, and then yeah, figured out car seats don't fit in the back, so I had to swap something out. But yeah, man, I you know, getting to work in this space is amazing.
Yeah, man, super cool. Now, you know, being the man of Z-Max, the VP and GM, I imagine you get an inside look to the world that is micro lubricants. And as weird as it is to sort of dive into, that's an avenue that really Z-Max has taken an aggressive sort of foothold on, because there was really nobody serving it in the way you guys have looked at it through, you know, through the lens you do. So what's different about you guys that a lot of people wouldn't think about?
So, I mean, from a product standpoint, you know, what's different about our stuff is, you know, we're not a solid, right? We're not an additive. It's, you know, when you buy a bottle of Z-Max, it's 100% active ingredient. You know, it's a lubricant at its core. So, that, you know, that's what I would call, you know, the main differentiator. You know, you guys have helped support our brand for years. I'm sure the listeners know, you know, soaks into metal. As metal expands and contracts, it soaks in under heating and cooling cycles, and, you know, it does all the incredible things that you know, that our loyal customers know about. But, you know, the differentiator is really how it works, you know, as opposed to an additive that's going in there and acting as a friction modifier, you know, as a solid. It's, you know, it's more of a liquid lubricant and soaking in at a more molecular level, to get super technical.
Hey, Kevin, I know you're going to go gooey here because you got the know-how and the knowledge to do so, but isn't it weird? I bet people are shocked, knowing what you do, how much metal expands and contracts, right? How much, you know, when I read the stories of the St. Louis arches and how they, you know, they left it in the evening, right? And it was getting ready to tie the arches together, and they come back the next morning and it was 3 feet apart, you know, 4 feet apart. And they're like, wow. You read that in a museum, you're like, how is that possible? But you have an insight into really how metal moves in that regard, regarding temperature. Is it shocking even for you today to see how metal moves in that regard?
Oh, it's a constant engineering challenge, right? I mean, you think about an engine, and it'd go from, you know, maybe it's minus 40 up in the Arctic tundra to just cranking hot speeds on a NASCAR track, or, you know, towing up a, you know, a Loveland Pass, right, with a big load behind the truck. So you've got to deal with everything within the engine expanding and contracting and different rates, because there's different temperatures, right? Close to the combustion system is extremely hot. You're trying to wick away with, you know, the coolant and whatnot, but those temperatures are so much hotter than even just, you know, 5-10 millimeters away, where the coolant is now hitting the jacket. So you got these transitions that cause high stresses, and then you got different materials that are expanding differently. So aluminum's expanding at quite a different rate than cast iron and steel.
Yeah, there's so many dissimilar metals in an engine, and all the components differentiate. That's got to be a nightmare to try to logistically work out each equation on what the metal is going to do.
Yeah, we have such complex analytical software tools where we model the entire engine. We model all the, let's say, the heat, you know, going in, the coolant flow, you know, where it's ejecting from, finding the sort of balance of what the final metal temperatures are, and then we map kind of how the engine is moving and distorting, and what does it do to cylinder bores and shapes and crank bore alignment, and when you start to edge load, and that's where, you know, getting into some of these lubricants and things like that, when you start getting, even just from temperature, not even under load, the temperature loads can be just as high as a firing load sometimes because of that stress. And so when you get any kind of edge loading contact, man, it's great to have every bit of protection, every bit of insurance policy you could possibly have in the engine to keep from either wearing it out or destroying it, right? From you know, seizure and anything else that could go, you know, haywire in fractions of a second.
Yeah, it's funny because the same theory applies to, like, you know, when you think about it, just us regular guys building engines, right, where you're gapping rings, right? If you're going to throw nitrous to it or add boost to it,
yeah,
you got to put a bigger gap in there, right, because that ring will close up and it'll snatch the top of that piston right off. And, hey, Dan, I bet, you know, knowing how you guys have sort of went after that, that's the pathway to some of these lubricants and micro lubricants working in their functionality, right, is all that expansion and contraction, and the fact that when it's open, you could probably get your lubricants to absorb into those, you know, those porous places, right?
Right, and that's, you know, that's the beauty of, you know, our product, and then the market that we're in. You know, you guys can speak, you know, Kevin, after, you know, what he just said, speak much more eloquently about it than I'm going to be able to speak about it. But at the end of the day, right, an engine's an engine, right? It, like you said, whether it's, you know, negative 40 at the frozen tundra, or whether it's you know, running however many hundred degrees on a track, and engine's an engine, it gets hot, it gets cold. And, you know, we've been able to experience success, in our market because of that. Obviously on the, on the consumer facing side, you know, in retail stores and all of that stuff, but then also with commercial applications, you know, we have several locomotive companies that, that use the product because, as you said, at the end of the day, an engine's an engine. You know, we have our AvBlend brand, which is, you know, an FAA approved additive for piston driven aircraft. At the end of the day, like I said, an engine's an engine. And because of that, micro lubricant is effectively a metal treatment. So what, like Kevin said, whether it's aluminum, whether it's cast iron, that metal is going to get hot. It's going to get cool. It's going to expand and contract, and providing that base layer of lubricity to help reduce friction, you know, prevent dry starts if the engine's been sitting a long time, you know, and as a result of that, help clean up carbon buildup, et cetera, help the engine run cleaner, help it run more efficiently, help it combust better. That's why we've been able to experience the success that we have.
I remember this video I saw you guys when I can't remember if I was actually there at ZMAX when I saw it, or had a buddy on a NASCAR team. I got to see a lot of cool insight stuff, but there's this video you guys had where it's just this block, and I forgot what the metal was, but you would put, I think it's just a couple, like two drops of your ZMAX, you know, micro lubricant on there. And I'm sure it was, you know, it was time lapse, but you would watch that thing just, and that you'd watch it wick into the metal, and then they would wipe it off and try to like clean it up, but it was already, it was absorbed into the metal. It was like, it's weird to think metal as a sponge, but that's inevitably how it looked in the video.
Right. Well, and, you know, as you guys well know, metal can feel smooth to the touch, but when you, you know, when you zoom in, when you magnify it 10, 50, 100 times, it's got peaks and valleys. It has ridges just like anything else.
Sure.
So, you know, using that principle as those peaks and valleys expand and contract, our product is molecularly structured in such a way that it can fit into those cracks, and that's what causes that soaking effect. And yeah, that demonstration is one we still do. We do it at trade shows and stuff. You know, it's just a piece of steel, put it on a hot plate. And, you know, it happens over the course of a couple hours. Like you said, you probably saw a time-lapse one, but it's a pretty cool phenomenon.
Yeah, it is actually cool.
Ideally, you've got oil and you've got an oil film between components, but there are so many situations with the engine, you know, like I said, talk about cold start, you know, you haven't even started pumping the oil. Right. So you got all these stop start conditions on these newer engines. And then when you just overload the oil film, the oil physically can't hold the loads and pressures, whether you're racing, you know, high loads, going watt, making huge power, anything that you can do to put that extra layer of protection in there, that lubricity in there, it's going to be huge for wear and, like I said, avoiding failures.
I know, Dan, you were talking about trains. It just so happens I got a buddy who brought me a train piston one time. And if you don't think those things have a load on them, bro, let me tell you, it's a 5-gallon bucket. It's like literally the size of a 5-gallon bucket. And you imagine that big old beast rolling up and down a cylinder, you know, and let alone the bearings and the crankshaft on that thing. Like it's a grunt to pick it up. They're huge.
Oh yeah. Yeah. And I mean, like I said, that's the beauty of the product, you know, regardless of what the engine application is. And honestly, regardless of what the fuel is, right? Most of those locomotive engines are running diesels. You know, our product, because it's at its core a metal treatment, for lack of a better explanation, you can use it in your conventional gasoline engine. You can use it with, you know, your racing fuel. You can use it with diesel. And that, you know, that's why, you know, it's kind of a unique product in the market, because it's a micro lubricant as opposed to, you know, a conventional additive, so to speak.
I hadn't thought about the fact that you could use it with diesel and gas. Most you actually need a different, and then I'm sure this goes back to the fact that it's not a solid, because most, there's a differentiation between, you know, an additive for a diesel typically than there is for a gasoline, but here it really doesn't apply.
That's correct. That's correct. And, you know, we work hard to keep our, you know, keep our testing and keep our, you know, keep our facts as up to date. I mean, we just did updated in the middle of COVID last year. You know, we did updated testing on diesel motors with, you know, semi-tractor trailers, set a baseline with two identical tractors. They were sister trucks, you know, 5 and 6 were the ending VIN numbers. and loading them up to 53,000 pounds, ran them for a week and a half without treat Z-Max, switching drivers, and did all the control, had a third party do all this for us, and treated one with Z-Max, treated one without, and kept running it. And in that instance, that specific test, we saw an average of a 2.1% fuel mileage savings on the treated vehicle. Let alone, trying to quantify, what it was able to do from a preventative maintenance standpoint inside the engine. So, like I said, that's, it's a really long answer to your initial question, but that's kind of what's different about our product versus other things.
It's a home run answer, man. Here's the deal. We got to take a break right now, but more about Z-Max. I want to know a little bit about the facility. I feel like the history and the man behind Z-Max, there's a story there that if you're a motorhead, a gear grabber, you're going to love this guy, because he was, for us motorheads and auto enthusiasts, he was as ballsy as they came. So, yeah, man, we're going to share a little bit of that in just a minute. It's the Two Guys Garage Podcast. He is Kevin Bird. I am Willie B, and we're back in just a minute. It's the Two Guys Garage Podcast. He is Kevin Bird. I am Willie B. It's presented by CarParts.com. Shout out to those guys. The easiest way to get parts right to your door. And I know nowadays, man, does it ever beat just walking into that dumb parts store, having a guy who's texting his girlfriend or playing a video game, be like, yeah, man, what's your make? and maybe get it right on the computer. This is you ordering your own parts. So that onus lies right on your shoulders. And that's where I want it, for sure.
Amen. My favorite part, 90 days to ship anything back. 90 days, man. That's huge. That's huge.
Yeah.
You better be done with that job by then and know what you got maybe left over or didn't use.
Exactly.
and have the time to actually get around to getting it back.
Exactly. They do make it easy. Our boy Dan Chittick is here. He's the VP and GM of Z-Max. When most people think Z-Max, they think like just ungodly performance, vicious, just grueling testing. You see it on their, all their stands. If you've been to the facility, if you've seen the commercials, if you watch racing, you're going to see a Z-Max commercial. If you're anything to do with performance, going fast, and I don't care what it's in, you're going to see Z-Max out there living that same lifestyle, supporting the cause. And really, Dan, you got to be a part of that, man. You guys are so ingrained with racing performance, and it really doesn't matter what it is. As long as it's racing, I feel like you guys are all about it.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, cars and speed are in our DNA. The founder of our parent company, Bruton Smith, built a racing empire on one, with one hand, and then, with his other hand built an automotive empire. We're very fortunate to be a part of that, but the product itself with him is a really cool story. The product was originally invented in Chicago, and he had a, he being Bruton had a car dealership up there. And the founder of the inventor of the product's name was Joe Linke. He was a mechanic that built B-52 bomber engines back in the 30s, World War II, right out the south side of Chicago. And, he saw as he's overhauling all these engines that, if he could figure out a way to help prevent dry starts, they'd be able to get a lot more life out of these. And that was kind of the idea that sparked the invention of Z-Max. And
yeah,
so,
man.
Fast forward a couple decades and he's got this product and he's selling it, to local car dealerships. World War II is over now. And Bruton saw that as he's treating his used vehicles in his car dealership with these, that his number of warranty claims is dropping, right? The number of bringbacks is going down. And so he fell in love with the product. And as years progressed, in the mid-90s, he ended up, purchasing, buying the company outright and, making it a part of what he was doing, on the Speedway side. And, so like you said, that, that's kind of it wasn't called Z-Max at the time when he bought it. That's when it was rebranded as Z-Max. It's been called a lot of things over the years. Linkite was one name, but one of the original names was, oddly enough, Speedway Cocktail. I know, right? Selling it in glass bottles. It's pretty, pretty cool. Pretty cool story, or history for anyways.
It's funny, Dan. I lived in Charlotte and understand what a Man, that street scene, as far as car scene goes, and you know, back in the day when I was there, man, Gastonia was a hot spot. We'd run up and down and do a hell of a lot of street racing. Cops were cool with it. We took it to a business park, you know, and man, we'd rock, you know, to the wee hours of the night. I will say, man, Bruton Smith's name back in that era was like Mufasa in The Lion King. When people said it, man, it was like, ooh. Like, that dude was such a synonymous, like, just, he had all the bravado and this big persona and sort of just, you know, there was this thing about Bruton Smith when he put his mind to it, you knew, because the Charlotte Motor Speedway was such a big hit and he made such an impact there, it was going to be, you know, a massive success, and it was going to be fueled by, you know, just inspiration, by performance, by, you know, what us car people absolutely love. And the town was really excited every time his name came up, man. My first house was there in Charlotte, and the guy, my neighbor, always listened to NASCAR radio and the you know, the local Charlotte Motor Speedway radio station, and they'd always be talking about Bruton, and they'd have him on a couple times, and he was just really a man beyond words back in that era of that's the guy we need to bring auto sports and that enthusiasm to this town. And man, did he ever.
Oh man, well, yeah, he's a living legend, right? I mean, NASCAR Hall of Fame, obviously, and then just the things that he's done with facilities, you know, his racing facilities over the years. Yeah. Charlotte Motor Speedway, you know, first track to host a night race, putting condo, you know, if you've been here, putting condos on the, you know, on the track. You know, people can literally live overlooking a racetrack, and then, you know, doing it in other places, Atlanta and Texas, you know, Atlanta Motor Speedway, Texas Motor Speedway. And, you know, everything he did and he built, he's like, this is going to be the biggest and this is going to be the best. And, you know, that's something that, you know, his son, Marcus, who's our CEO now, has carried on, you know, a great legacy of innovation and doing better than what's out there.
Yeah. They were always pushing, man. It was so cool to watch that.
Right. And so getting to have our name Z-Max on, you know, a piece of that in the form of Z-Max Dragway, which was the first 4-lane drag strip, you know, ever made. And, you know, up until 2 or 3 years ago, the only one. But again, in typical Speedway Motorsports fashion, we think we want another one of these. So now, you know, as you mentioned earlier, we've got a 4-lane drag strip on the west, over towards the west coast in Las Vegas. But, you know, the Z-Max Dragway is, as far as drag strips go. And Kevin, I'm sure you've been to Milan Dragway, and I grew up going there, and great memories there. But, you know, I've never seen a drag facility like Z-Max Dragway. It's unbelievable.
The stands are like a massive NFL stadium, man. I mean, it's unbelievable, and they pack them there, and it's great. You got easy access to everything in and out of the track. There's means to get around, but you know, for the racers, you know, not to be pulling up in a field or a muddy, dirty pit road or something like that. It's all paved. All the facilities are great. The midways are popping. Like, it is such an ominous, massive motorsports complex with all the bells and whistles. You know, you go up in a tower, you use a big elevator, and there's an AC, and it's elaborate. I mean, it's just unbelievable.
Yeah, it's one of the go-to tracks in the country. For so many reasons that you guys have all just rattled off, right? And to have a backyard with a view like that, I mean, come on. Who wouldn't want that?
Right. Well, I mean, you know, I live a little further out, but, you know, for a long time, my wife and I lived about 3 miles as the crow flies from the drag strip. And, you know, 9 times out of 10, I was here working, but every once in a while I would, you know, be home, run home, you know, when there's a break in the action or whatever. And when those four top fuel cars would go, it would shake my house 3 miles away. Like, it's bananas.
It's unreal.
It's bananas.
Yeah, it really is, man. It is something I will never forget, just watching and witnessing that myself. It was definitely one of the highlights as far as racing goes. One of the highlights, top three, I'll have to put out there. Well, look, man, I'm sure you have an insight. What is, for you, man, you know, you're in charge of the brand, but what was the biggest shock and awe when you showed up at that facility and got to witness in it, you know, in all its glory? Like, what was the craziest thing for you just to see the first time it was the capacity, the first time you saw four wide hit it, the first time you just saw the sheer size of the facility?
It was the sound, right? That's the thing that's always going to be burned in my memory. The first time they lined up the four top fuels, I distinctly remember it. And if you're going around a corner and somebody's hiding behind the corner and they jump out and scare you, and you've got that shot of adrenaline and that cold feeling in the pit of your stomach.
Yeah, man.
It was like that, but for as long as it took them to make it down the track, right? It was just not fear, but just oh my goodness, what is happening? Yeah. That is the memory that stuck out most to me. Obviously, the facility is gorgeous. We're very fortunate to have our name on it. Very fortunate to go to work there every day. The Micro Lubricants corporate headquarters are in the first floor of that tower.
Talk about our cool place to go to work, man.
Right. Yeah, man.
Right. But that first event, it was just the like, how can something be this loud? That was the memory for sure.
Yeah. Man, I recall that as a great memory and one I keep at the top of the food chain as well for those. That facility is a must for anybody that's into drag racing, an absolute must. Well, look, man, we're almost out of time. Real fast, I want to get into, before we get out of here, Z-Max has not only found their home in the micro lubricant world, for engines, for diesel engines, now small aircraft. Can you focus in on some of the different things you guys are now working towards? Because a lot of people may not know, it's not just aerosols and sprays now. There's different ways and different applications. So can you venture a little bit maybe into some of the things you guys are doing? I know firearms is a growing commodity and place for you guys, too, and four-cycle equipment. And what else?
Yeah, like you said, firearms was a natural extension for the product. It's a metal treatment. What else is made out of metal and gets hot and cold? Firearm would be a perfect example of that. So
I bet it works well on that,
Man, it really does. I mean, we've got a lot of shooters, professional shooters. We've got ex-Green Berets. I mean, we got people that are in current Green Berets. I shouldn't just say former. That are a lot of former military types using it. They love it on their firearms. You mentioned the aerosol sprays. We saw an opportunity to, hey, our product is a lubricant. Let's make it, available for your home, squeaky hinge, what have you, as well as, a line of brake cleaners, things of that nature. So got a lot of cool things happening that we can, use the brand as kind of a platform for.
I don't think we miss it, but they're racing oils.
That's right.
You're out there running and gunning it, man. Yeah, you want to top off with some of the race oil stuff.
That's it. So, we got a line of full synthetics, because of our DNA. And, one of the other companies that's under our umbrella is US Legend Cars. That's the largest manufacturer of racing cars in the world. They make the smaller scale Legend cars. And, that was kind of the impetus to say, we've got have this outlet, as well as all of these competitors coming to our facilities. Let's make more for them. Let's make things that they want to use in addition to what we already have. And so, the line of racing oils and, it's a kind of a natural brand extension because of who we are.
Absolutely. Well, tell people where to find you guys, more info about you guys, where to check out stuff that if they want to get it on your website and whatnot. What's the best avenue for them to get at everything Z-Max is doing?
Absolutely. So obviously Z-Max.com is going to have, all the information on our full line. Social media, for the micro lubricant on the retail side, we have Z-Max Formula. And then for the race oils and, the more performance specific stuff, you can find us on social at Z-Max Race Products.
Z-Max Race Products. And would you happen to know, if anybody has never seen Z-Max, the facility, how do they find out info or maybe want to check out some cool pictures of what is 4Wide Racing there? Would you happen to know their social sites too?
Absolutely. Z-Max Dragway is the facilities that's on, Instagram and Twitter. As well as Facebook. And then if they're looking for a full schedule, because we're part of the Charlotte Motor Speedway complex, full event schedules at charlottemotorspeedway.com.
That's awesome, man. All right, you guys. Well, Dan, thanks so much for your time. Keep up the great work. We definitely appreciate it, man. And make sure you guys check out our show, Air to Weekends, on the Motor Trend Network. Check your local listings. Episodes also now streaming on Motor Trend On Demand. Thanks to our guest, Dan Chittick, the VP and GM of ZMAX, my man Kevin Bird, I am Willie B, our producer, Scoop, and executive producer, Mr. Bob Ecker.
Yeah, and don't forget to check out our website, twoguysgarage.com. And share your thoughts with us on social. We're everywhere, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, at Two Guys Garage. Now, Two Guys Garage Podcast is a copyright 2021 Britton Productions Incorporated. All rights reserved.
Bro, if you've never been at a facility, man, that ought to be a show we could do. You know?
Oh man. God. Yes, sir.
Get a little behind the look at ZMAX.
I think we got to drop some hints. Yeah. Yes, drop some hints.
Dan, do you know somebody we could talk to about maybe getting
You hearing that?
Yeah. I can make a call
for
you, for sure.
Yeah, well, keep us in mind, man. Uh-huh. That's a show I could get in.
Hey, we would love to have you guys. We can post you up on the roof, post you up in the conference room overlooking the speed. We would be happy to facilitate
That's
that.
That's awesome, man.
Bring it.
I'll look forward to All that right. happening. Look forward to that happening. Look forward to our next Two Guys Garage Podcast. You guys take care.
Two Guys Garage Podcast is produced by Britton Productions. For more episodes, visit iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.